Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Tonight, thank you guys for joining me. Looks like we got some people from all over joining us tonight, and I appreciate that. My name is Zeke Bolden with ZB Squared Life Coaching, and we've been talking about relationships, and I coach on relationships, spiritual relationships, life in general. It doesn't matter whatever subject that a person needs help on, help with. I try my best to help coach them in that particular area. And so lately we've been talking about why people cheat, and that's males and females. And we want to share with you the reason why people do what they do, and they do it for several reasons. So hopefully tonight you'll get to chime in, talk to me, and listen to some of the reasons why we cheat and try to get some healing for whoever has gone through something like that. And to try and give you signs and why, and so you can see what's going on in your relationship and make it better, okay? So with that said, I want to make sure I remind you that you're welcome to chime in on any topic that we're talking, the current topic that we're talking about. If you have a question or concern, or you just want to make a comment, please press 1 on your keypad on your telephone. It gives me an indication that you'd like to say something. I will acknowledge you, let you share whatever you want to share, and then press 1 again, and it'll take you back off to listening mode again. It'll mute your voice. So it's important that you do that. It's important that you stay courteous on the call. Not everybody's going to agree with me on my thoughts. Not everybody's going to agree with you on your thoughts. So it's about trying to get a common medium and get on common ground and get some help for any situation that you might have. So let's jump into this. We started last week, and we talked about extramarital affairs, and you might not even be married. It could be just a normal relationship, and you actually find yourself in a situation asking, man, what did I do? What happened? And I'm curious to know. And I didn't ask this question last week, but it came up after some of the things that we discussed. And so the question is, here's the question. This is a good question. So I'm curious what you guys think. The question is, whenever there's infidelity in a relationship, it seems as though the men will expect the woman to forgive them. However, the man, he's a little reluctant to forgive the female. I've heard several people, and really I heard women say it only, so I'm curious as to what you guys think. Is that a real deal? If you're a man, you've been cheated on, I want to hear from you. If you're a woman that a man cheated on you, I love to hear from you. Do you think men don't forgive as quickly or not willing to forgive as easy as women are? And what you guys are expected to do as it relates to cheating on somebody, okay? All right, so while you're pondering that, let me share this with you. One of the first reasons why people cheat in their relationship is a lack of sexual satisfaction in your relationship. We cheat because of a lack of sexual satisfaction. Now, I wanna add to that a little bit when I say sexual satisfaction. Because here's my thoughts, and this subject is probably going to go on for a couple of weeks, but here's my thoughts, is that unless you are impotent, unless you you have absolutely nothing to work with, I believe in a marriage, in a relationship, male and female, you can make things happen. And this is PG-13, almost going to R. So let me go ahead and just be real with it. There are oils, there are lubricants, there are toys you can play with, you can use to help in your relationship when it comes to sex. I don't believe a lack of sexual satisfaction or dissatisfaction is a primary reason to go cheat on your significant other. I just don't. I believe that you can improve your sexual life. And part of the problem is that there's no communication, or there's a very, very minuscule and not really deep conversation in the area of sexual satisfaction. And the reason for that, ladies, specifically ladies, is that you don't want to hurt his feelings. Brothers, you're not always doing it right. Brothers, you don't always know how to do it. Brothers, you don't always know. Sometimes we get selfish. I remember that in my relationship with my wife, the first maybe year or two, I was very, very selfish because I was young and I didn't really know any better, I guess. But I was very selfish. It was all about me. I had to make sure I was taken care of, and I thought just by my mere presence of me being there took care of my wife. And that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case until we really, really start getting heavy into conversation and we pulled out all stops, because this is my wife for life. So I needed to know, hey, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? How can I improve? You know, and I really learned my wife. I had to ask her, hey, how do I love you? But not only that, but how do I make love to you? You know, do you like it tender, soft, easy? Do you like it rough sometimes? It's important that you get into that conversation and you tackle the hard questions. You got to find out if everything's okay. And if you don't find out if everything's okay, you might think you're doing it right, which in actuality, you're doing it wrong. So it's important that you do that. So one of the reasons why people cheat is a lack of sexual satisfaction in their relationship. Number two, and this seems to be a big thing that's happening right now, but number two is a desire for an additional sexual encounter. They've made songs about it. They've been talking about it. They are really pushing this thing to a whole nother level as it relates to having additional sexual encounters. Let me be a little bit more specific. I don't believe, ladies and gentlemen, that you should give your significant other a menage a trois or threesome as a birthday gift, as a gift because that's his fantasy. That's crazy. No way. And if you're desiring that, you need to check those feelings. You really need to check those feelings and ask yourself, why am I desiring to be with somebody else? You know, what's really going on? And then on top of that, it could be that there are some other tendencies there that you desire. I hate to say it, but you might desire the same sex, male or female. Again, that's an area that you need to check. You need to really, really look deep within and see what's going on there. But I think it's absolutely crazy, getting back to this subject, but I mean, it's absolutely crazy that women are willing to have a threesome for their significant other to satisfy them. No way. And you know, I tell you, I overheard a young lady and another guy, two other guys talking today, actually, and the girl who was talking, she was willing to do a menage a trois with them. She actually suggested it. I'm like, oh my God, this is, you know, don't get me wrong, every man would love to have two women at the same time. And to be honest with you, back in the day, oh, okay. But when you're married, that's a different story. That's a different story. I don't want to share my wife with anybody other than me, myself. So that's how I feel about that. All right, number three. Another reason why people cheat is a lack, I think this might be, should have been number one, but a lack of emotional satisfaction from their significant other. Listen to this again. A lack of emotional satisfaction from their significant other. Man, I tell you, I posted something about 2 days ago, I think it was, on Facebook, and it said something along these lines that you know that you're a real man when you can satisfy a woman and stimulate her before you ever touch her. I mean, the orgasm takes place in the mind. And fellas, let me tell you this, and this is very important. If you can give a woman a stimulating conversation and be an excellent listener, then you've hit the nail on the head. Well, they want to hear from you. They want to know that you're listening. They want to know that what they are saying and talking about, you're into it and you care about it. I mean, ladies, am I right about it? Let me get a lady to chime in. Press one on your keyboard, and so our men to be really informed and know that I'm not just talking here, because I've surveyed so many women, and they said, hey, you know, if he can just stimulate my mind, if he would talk to me, if he would listen to me, boy, I wouldn't have no other reason to be, you know, dissatisfied in our relationship. And that's because we, for some reason, men, we don't want to talk. We want to be quiet. We want to keep things to ourselves. We don't want to share and be open as much as we could be. So it's very, very important, very, very important that, brothers, that you talk, that you share, that you have stimulating conversation. And the conversation does not always have to be about sex. You got to be able to talk about some other things as well. Again, I can't. My wife and I were just talking the other day, and we've been together over 30 years, guys, and we still have stimulating conversation, and she loves it, and we still laugh, and we joke, and we have a great time, and she gave me one of the beautiful compliments, and she said, that's why I love you so much. You're able to keep my attention, and you're able to feed my brain, if you will, and to me, I translate it as, you're giving me orgasms in my mind, and I love it, you know, so I make sure I keep myself sharp, and I keep myself available. This is good. I keep myself available for an emotional contacting conversation. That's what I do. And you can do the same as well. You just need to know the person that you're with. Let me rephrase that. You need to get to know the person that you're with. Their ups, their downs, their weaknesses, their strengths. You need to know their ins and outs. You're going to have to go and open up some of those closets that are closed, that are shut, that baggage that they don't want to open, because a lot of times we are stuck in situations that we can't move forward because we haven't unpacked that baggage. Hey, listen to me carefully. Normally I get paid for this, and I'm telling you some stuff that's real. When you can unlock or have the ability, brothers or sisters, to unlock that baggage in your mate or potential mate and help them get healed and restored in that particular area, man, you're doing a fantastic thing. And I'm telling you, that kind of person, that person will be faithful and committed to a person who can do that. And that's one of the things my wife and I did for each other. We became each other's ministry. Oh, man, that's powerful. I think T.D. Jakes came out, I can't remember what year it was, but he did some love songs, and that song that he came out with said, "You Are My Ministry," and we would sing that to each other, and it was just so, so awesome. So I want to make sure you understand, get connected emotionally with your mate, and so that they won't have a reason to have stimulating conversation with somebody else. All right, number five, another reason why people cheat, and they, male or female, is that they don't understand the difference between love and in love. This is very, very, very important. The difference between love and in love. Now, I'm going to get some people to disagree with that, but you're welcome to chime in on whatever you want to say or have comments on it. You can press one on your keypad let me know you want to share. But here is the difference. The first thing is love is a permanent. It is a permanent emotion. It is solid. It is there. It is not going anywhere. In love, however, is temporary. I know that's going to really chap some people's butt on that one. But in love is temporary. It goes up, it goes down, it goes left, it goes right. You know, certain things will cause you to be in love for a season and then out of love for another season. So let me share this with you that's super, super important. We cheat because we feel like we don't love that person anymore, or we have fallen out of love with that person. And that's really what has happened. You've fallen out of love for that moment. However, you can get back in love with a person if we can forgive. Now, this is a really, really tough subject that I want you to get. So I'm going to spend a little time right here helping you understand that in your relationship, and let me be very transparent. I don't know how many years it was, but for a couple of years there, when my wife and I first got together, I was so, so in love with her, but she wasn't in love with me, and I knew it. I knew she loved me, and I knew that, and she told me that she loved me, but she wasn't in love with me, and I kept trying to figure out why, and I wasn't stopping, and I wasn't giving up because I felt like I had enough love for the both of us, and I had enough to wait till I get her to that point that she says, man, I love you so much. Now, she's at that point now, but at the time, she wasn't, and so I could feel the rejection. I could feel some of the things that kind of, you know, she was trying, but she just didn't know how, and that's because she was hurt real bad. That's because she had went into a shell and the outer coating of her heart was so strong and so hard that she, you know, it was hard for her to really fall in love with anybody. So it wasn't just me. It was she had some problems that she had to get over. And it wasn't until, it, you know, later on in our relationship that I found out about that and have become my wife's ministry ever since. I minister love and health to her. And it's so awesome, man. We are so in love right now that just the other day somebody asked us, what are we honeymooning? I'm like, yeah, we still honeymooning after 27 years of marriage. And that's because I understand, and I helped her understand what loving is and being in love is. So it is important that you understand the difference. You know, you love your mom, you love your dad, you love ice cream and cake, you love sunny days after, you know, it rains. You love all that stuff. But in love is a whole nother area. Being in love is a whole nother area, okay? All right, so we'll talk more about that. If you need me, you can always hit me up on my Facebook or my webpage, which is ZekeBolden.com, and we'd love to talk more with you about that. All right, number six, why do we cheat? Because we have a tendency sometimes to, and this goes along with number five, that we fall in love, I can just say it like it is. We fall in love, or we get a crush, or somebody new brings a spark into our relationship or to our emotions. Have you ever been maybe out somewhere, or you went to a store, or you out shopping, and somebody of the opposite sex said something to you and gave you a compliment, and the conversation started, and when that person left your presence, they left you with a tinkling, a tickling feeling in your stomach, or a feeling like, wow, man, that person was very, very stimulating to me mentally, emotionally, and even some other ways. And so, and it could be, that's a very, very, very dangerous place to play in, especially if that person works with you. Let me say it again. That's a very, very dangerous place to play in if that person works with you, because you have to see them every day. So every time you see them, you'll find yourself trying to be in a conversation with them. Okay, man, I remember talking to some guys in my previous ministry, and we were talking, you know, men time, and we were talking about, you know, what happens and what women do and so forth and so on. And I remember distinctly one time I did this is that, you know, I was on one side of the town getting gas. I went to get gas from this gas station. And boy, that lady who worked there, she was just very, 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 very attractive. She was my kind of my type. She was just super attractive. She was witty. She was giggly. She was smiling. She welcomed the conversation. So I got my gas. I left there with a smile on my face, right? So it was time to get gas again. I'm way on the north side of town. Man, I drove all the way to the south side of town to her gas station to get gas. She wasn't there. And I said to myself, well, what you doing? Stop playing like that. Nuh-uh. Don't even play like that. Don't even do that no more, you know? And sometimes if you don't watch yourself, you will find yourself craving. And I had no reason to do it. It was your flesh is going to always want more, want to be satisfied. So it's important, very, very important that you don't give in to that flesh. It's important that you don't give in to that flesh. Okay. So be careful about your relationships. Be careful if you are a man that you're not confiding in a woman who you say is very, very sweet or very, very nice and just listens to you, or for a woman that you don't confide into a man, unless, you know, there's somebody else there or you really, really know that person. But you got to be careful about it because you can get those emotions. Speaking of that, I'm curious. Has anybody on the line right now, here's a question for you. Have you ever, you know, your spouse or significant other had an opposite sex as a female or male as a best friend, and now you're in a relationship with them and they still want the relationship with that friend? How did that go, I'm wondering? How did that happen with you? Just press one on your keypad. I love to hear from you, someone who's real bold. How did that work out for you? Did it work out well? Did it not work out well? Do you have to trust the guy, trust the girl? What are your comments on that? I would love to hear from you, because that's a tricky, tricky spot. That's a tricky, tricky spot. They've known that person for 15, 20 years maybe before they even met you, and they're just really, really good friends, nothing sexual, but both are attractive people, and now they're in a relationship. And the guy's like, I know from a male standpoint, if my wife, you know, was in a relationship like that, and she did have a couple friends like that, still have a couple friends, but man, it took me a long time to kind of, you know, swallow that until I became good friends with them, because every male feels like, if I slip one time and his so-called friend, he'll be right there to pick you up, be right there to, you know, do what he got to do. But that's our way of thinking. And again, I'm curious. I need a bold soldier. If this has happened to you before or you had to deal with this, press one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. You don't have to say your name. I would like to know where you're from. I'll just acknowledge you by your telephone number. All right. So while you're thinking about it, while you're trying to get that boldness, let's go on to number six. I'm sorry. Let's go on to number seven. All right. Number seven. Of the reasons why people cheat in relationships. They cheat because they sometimes, and this is sad, but they seek revenge. They seek revenge. You've been hurt in your relationship. You've done wrong. I'm sorry, your significant other has done wrong. You've forgiven them. But now you faced with a situation, and man, I've seen this happen so many times before, and I've actually saved several people in this same area where they had been hurt and been cheated on, and then, you know, they took the person back, and so the female was telling me, hey, here's the situation, sir, and I feel like this is what I want to do. Because he did it. I'm like, well, no, but you're back together now and you've forgiven him, but you don't understand. No, I can understand. You know, if you say I'm taking you back, if you say you want things to be good and be well in your relationship, then you can't go and seek revenge by sleeping with somebody else as well. You can't do that. That wouldn't be right. That's adding that's adding fuel to the fire. And whether you look at it like this or not, two wrongs don't make it right, you know? So you got to question your motives. You got to question why you took that person back. You got to question, you know, should I have taken them back? Should I, you know, do you need the time to get healed from that? All that's very, very important. But I'm going to tell you something, especially for the females. If you ever on your significant other, because you're getting revenge, that makes you a whore. That doesn't make you a vengeful woman. That makes you a whore. That makes you a slut. I'm just keeping it real with you. No, you don't just go and give somebody sex because somebody hurt you. No, man. What you have is greater than gold. It's priceless. What you have is healing for, Lord, I wish I had another way to say it, but what you have is healing. It's a gift that God has given you that heals men, that will heal your husband, that will restore him. And it's not just sex, but it's the intimacy. It is the love that you share. It is all that rolled into one. And it's nothing that you should squander and just give away to swine. Your stuff is so it is so precious. And if you're in that place right now, if you're in that situation right now and you're thinking about it, or you're giving somebody your goods and it's not worth it, and you're cheating, and it's not worth it. You know, I tell women this, and I tell men this too. If you feel like you think you want to cheat, go buy you a toy. Go buy you some lotion, Vaseline, whatever you need. You handle that with you before you go out and handle it with somebody else. Now, if you're real deep and you're real spiritual, you're going to go and you're going to try to tell me, oh, well, it's just like, you know, if he did it, he got the image of the woman on his mind, so forth and so on. You know, that could very well be true. I don't know what they got on their mind. I don't know what you have on your mind when you do it. So what I do know is this. This hurts more than just yourself when you cheat. It destroys families. It does some things in you that will really, really jack you up. So it's important that you do not go out and cheat just for revenge. Okay? All right. Number eight, last one. You're curious and you want a new experience. People cheat because they're curious and they want a new experience. I've seen people play at my job in the past. Male and female, both are married now, but play. And I've seen people who are single do this same thing. They'll play and say, boy, you couldn't handle this. Or, girl, I've, you know, when that song came out, I forget the name of it, but she says she can't feel her legs. Yeah, I remember people joking about that. Man, I make it to a point where you can't feel your legs and all this kind of stuff. And they joke, till finally the situation comes that, okay, are you going to put up or shut up? No, don't start that fire. Don't even joke like that. Yeah, you still want to know that you're attractive. Yeah, you still want to know that you still got it. I got a compliment today by someone who says, "Wow, man, you are just so you're very handsome, and your beard is always on point." And I just wanted to let you know that. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so very much. You are too kind. And that's as far as it goes. And so. I my biggest encouragement, my biggest strength, the one who makes me feel like I'm all that is a is me. Did y'all get that? I'm the one who says, man, you are awesome. I'm the one who says, you're the best thing since sliced bread. I say that in me first. So I don't need no one else to validate me. I don't need no one else to make me feel like I'm wanted and I'm all that. Now, my wife does it automatically, but it's important that you as an individual have that your own self-worth. And let me hold it right there because we're out of time and put this plug in. I just finished my first book. It is entitled Knowing Your Worth. It's going to be published here soon, probably within within the next 2 weeks or so. It's going to primarily be an ebook. It's only going to cost $4.99. So I would love for you to visit my website to get a copy of that, and also to visit me on Amazon and Apple Store it will be there as well. So I look forward to sharing that book with you. You're gonna be blessed by it. So go out and get it. You can pre-register for it or pre-order it, if you will. Just hit me up. Shoot me a text or an email on Facebook. Let me know you're looking at getting it, and I'll make sure I put you on the list to get one of the first ones to get the book. Guys, thank you so very much. I appreciate you joining me this evening. Thank you. I got a lot of new callers today. Next time, I want you to be bold. Open up. Talk to me. Let me know how you feel when I'm sharing some things with you and asking some questions. So before we get off the line, I'm going to open up right now for questions. If anyone have any question at all, anything you'd like to share, you're welcome to do that right now. Press 1 on your keypad. I will acknowledge you, and we could talk about it. If not, guys, thank you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate, because I know your time is valuable. I hope this has blessed you and your relationship. I hope things will get better, that you'll be able to see some things in your relationship, that you'll be able to do some things with your wife or husband or significant other that will be a blessing to the both of you. Thank you so very much. And I'm Zeke Bolden with ZB Squared Life Coaching. We love you. We appreciate you, and talk to you soon.
Handle the truth. Okay.